This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. There are just 5 days left to file your taxes. And if you're a procrastinator, maybe you're just now plowing through stacks of crumpled receipts or trying to find where you put that W-2. And if you're in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, maybe you're deciding it's time to call Jeff Alvey. He's the president and owner of Fair Tax, a tax and bookkeeping company there. And Mr. Alvey, you getting a lot of last-minute customers?
Yes, we do. We always get a bump this time of year.
How many would you see a day, do you figure?
Well, during the normal part of the season in March, we might see 20 to 30 people a day. Now the last 7-8 days of the season, we'll see anywhere from double to triple that, so 70 to 100 people a day, or clients a day.
And so what does that do to your work hour schedule?
Well, they get a little more compressed. We're still open the same number of hours. We just put on more people to help get folks through as quickly as possible.
What hours? What are your hours there?
We're actually open from 8 in the morning till 9 at night. I'm generally here about 7:30 and leave around 9:30 at night.
That's a pretty full day.
It's a full day, yes, ma'am.
Are you finding that given what's going on with the economy that people maybe aren't so interested in paying somebody to do their taxes for them? Are you seeing any dip at all?
Yes, we are. We here at Fair Tax, we're down just ever so slightly under 5%. And the IRS statistics are showing that a lot of people are filing from home. Now, they're not using TurboTax because those numbers are down also. The IRS has a little free e-file website, and that's where the volume's at. We're convinced that a lot of our clients that might have come back are giving it a shot at home because every dollar counts right now. And so the $100 that they might pay us, they're going to go home and spend a few hours and try and plow through it themselves.
So busy as you are, it could be even busier if the things were going a little bit better.
I'd love it if it was even busier. Yes.
You really?
Yeah. I'll always take the last minute business. It provides a lot of good stories for us. Trust me.
Like,
most folks are, they may have procrastinated, but we get a number of people who are unique. Best way to say it.
Well, I've got to ask you what you're talking about.
A couple of examples. One that I got at 8 o'clock on April 15th, 4 years ago. A gentleman came in. He had won $250,000 in a poker game, gambling winnings. And he knew he was going to owe. Remember, this is 8 o'clock and we close at 9.
You're talking 8 p.m.
8 p.m. at night on the 15th. And turned out he owed about $50,000 in tax, and I asked him if he had it, and he said no. He had invested it in a company that had gone bankrupt. So came in at 8 o'clock, gambling winnings, didn't know that, or didn't have the money, and he knew it, which is why he came in at 8 o'clock. But at least he got it filed, so he didn't have any failure to file penalty. Good for him. And then a couple of years before that, we had somebody who was pounding on our door at about 9:02. Remember, we close at 9 o'clock.
Oh.
Wanting to file. It's like, okay, you had 105 days during the tax season. We just couldn't help them.
So you're the no-mercy tax firm out there.
They've had plenty of time. So, and I'm tired. It's been a long season by then, so.
Jeff Alvey is the president and owner of Fair Tax, a tax and bookkeeping company in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Mr. Alvey, hang in there for the next 5 days.
Thank you very much, Melissa.